The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Still allowing yourself to arrive where you are. In your body, in this place, wherever you are. And opening to the possibility of relaxation as a support. For the capacity our minds have to be aware of what's happening in the present moment while it's happening. And so allowing the body to relax. Maybe scanning through the body. Just checking into areas, seeing if there's tension, and exploring the possibility of softening or relaxing any tension that you notice. Some particular areas that can be helpful to relax. The neck and shoulders. Chest. Hips. Arms, hands. Legs, feet. And the face. The face is the expression on the face, how the face is held, the muscles that are used on the face have a very close connection to what's happening in the mind. And so, if the face can relax, it can support the mind relaxing. And softening around the eyes, the cheeks, around the mouth, across the forehead. The jaw, and then sometimes an exploration more deeply inside the body can also support relaxation. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And then also seeing perhaps if there can be a letting go of any mental tension, any holding to thoughts of past or future, any worries or concerns, softening the mind, softening the thinking muscle, as Gill sometimes says. And sometimes I find it helpful to, if there's any sense of looking at anything with the eyes, just soften the gaze, even if the eyes are closed. Sometimes there can be a softening of the gaze. If that is not useful for you, just let it go. And then with the amount or the re available, the relaxation that's available for you, just being aware, turning the kind of the focus or the attention to being aware that there is awareness of the body as we're relaxing. It is an awareness practice, but we've been aiming or focusing on the relaxing side. Now, turning towards the awareness of body, aware of the body sitting. Aware that this body is a very sensitive receptor. A receiver of experience. With a relaxed mind, very naturally, the body takes in and knows experience. And there's this awareness of the body sitting. You may notice the contact points, the uprightness of the body. Hands or feet contacting. Or maybe a sense of the whole body. Sometimes a sense of kind of an energetic experience or vibration or tingling, pulsing throughout the body. Exploring a kind of settling back and not looking for anything in particular in this experience of body, but being curious about what this body is naturally and already experiencing. Very simply, the mind can know that. Doesn't have to be a lot of work or doing there. Just relax and be available for body sensation. Maybe the breath is available. Or perhaps hearing. It's okay if the attention shifts from experience to experience within the body. A receiver simply receives what's offered. So relax and receive, perhaps sometimes the breath, perhaps sometimes hearing, perhaps sometimes other body sensation. Also, you don't need to try to track. Just settle back and let it come like a flow or a river. This shifting, changing experience that is this body. You may also at times become aware of different qualities of the experience. Whether experience is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. That too can be a part of this river of changing experience. You don't have to look for it. But sometimes that part of experience becomes highlighted. Oh, there's pleasantness happening. Oh, there's unpleasantness happening. In our exploration of being with the experience that's offered, receiving what's offered, explore the possibility of allowing it to be as it is. There can be, of course, some resistance or holding, some moods or emotions or mind states around what we like and don't like, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. Those too can be known. And perhaps if there is a resistance, maybe rather than fighting that's happening, opening to allowing. There's a body sensation that's unpleasant and resistance. That's what's happening. Maybe that can be allowed. You're welcome to explore this experience of this human being, settling back and receiving. How this being is showing up for itself in this moment. Relax, receiving what is offered. This can be our practice. For some, it's a supportive form of practice that allows a very relaxed kind of attention. For others, it can be more easeful, more relaxing to attune to a particular area of experience, such as the breathing. if that feels supportive for you, if it feels more relaxed to choose an aspect of experience, maybe the body, maybe the breathing, maybe hearing, and just allow the attention to rest there. If that feels more easeful for you, that is also a way to practice. Allowing the attention to rest, perhaps with the breath. And then receive the breath. How does the breath want to show up? And kind of a stepping back and letting the breath that is already here show itself. Both of these forms of practice, whether more broadly receptive or receiving a particular aspect of experience, such as the breathing, both of these support the establishment of mindfulness. Whichever way is most easeful and most relaxed will support a more relaxed establishment of mindfulness. And with the establishment of mindfulness, we can begin to see into the nature of our hearts, of our minds, of our bodies. Having a relaxed attention doesn't mean there won't be unpleasant things that arise. Doesn't mean there wouldn't be resistance or wanting. But it will support an opening to what is the experience of this resistance or this wanting, without fighting it, without trying to get rid of it, without trying to hold on to it. And that is so much of where the learning happens. The Buddha encouraged us to understand dukkha, stress, the translation, suffering, the translation. Unreliability, another translation. And that understanding comes with the being able to be with experience as it's happening in the moment. And so, relaxing and receiving just this, what's happening now?